Today's share in the Daf Yomi is going to be the Gemara on Daf Chof Dalet Omid Beis and Chof Hei. Mirtz Hashem will finish up the second additional half of a blot, so we'll won't have to worry about how we're going to do the Daf on Tisha B'Av, which is unfortunately coming up soon. Hopefully again this year it will be a Moed for us and not a sad day of fasting. We're learning today Lili Nishmas, Arnold Herman, Aaron Chayim ben Tzvi Aryeh, and Robert Iram, Avram ben Tzvi Aryeh. All the Nishans we learn from should have an aliyah from our learning. So we begin already, we're 10-12 lines down on Chav Dalet Omud Beis. We remind ourselves of the machlokas we had yesterday. We seem to have a stira between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim when we were discussing Gomlim, the concept of one person possibly giving testimony to help out his friend, because in return, quid pro quo, his friend's going to give testimony to help him out. So we said in our Gemara, Rav Yehuda doesn't hold from Gomlim. He said, if Reuven were to say that Shimon is a Kohen, and Shimon would say that Reuven is a Kohen, the Tanakama, the Chum, say that's perfectly good. But Reuven says, no, that's so good. You need two witnesses. You need Reuven and Shimon to say that Levi is a Kohen, and vice versa, because you need to be concerned about Gomlim, that maybe they're each saying the other one's a Kohen, because they'll help each other out. As opposed to, however, the Mishnah in Demai said that, no, we don't have to be concerned, according to Reuven, about Gomlim. If two people come to town, and one says, oh, the other guy has the good stuff, I have a Chadash, she has Yashan, I have things that haven't yet taken off Trumas and Isis, and he has stuff that has been taken off Trumas and Isis. So Review says, no problem, we don't have to worry about Gomlin. Where the Chum seem to say, yes, you do have to worry about Gomlin in that situation, because in this town, they're saying this, in the next town, they'll say the exact opposite. Each of them is helping each other out. So Yehuda there was not concerned about Gomlim. So we gave a couple of terutzim for this at the end of yesterday's share, and now we give Yibayis Eima, again, 10-12 lines down on Chav Dalet Amid Beis, we give another terutz to explain the machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim. Yibayis Eima, Yehuda Rabbanim Bimalin Mitruma Liyuchsin Komiflugi. And this will introduce us to how do we define or establish that somebody's a Kohen. So the Gemara says that we can say that the machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim is what does it take for somebody to be established as a Kohen? Can we or can we not say if somebody has proof that he ate truma, so does that make him into a person who, if he marries a girl who's a miyuchasdika girl, in other words, she could marry a kohen, that doesn't ruin it. We don't have to be concerned that maybe he's a cholo, maybe he's a mamzer, maybe he has a nosin, maybe there's some other blemish in his genealogy that would therefore make this woman no longer eligible to marry a kohen if he were to die afterwards. So, Gemara says, that's what they're arguing about. Let us suggest, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim are saying whether if you can prove that you eat Truma, that you also therefore are able to be considered a pure lineage, that you wouldn't ruin it for a woman if you were to marry her, that she would still be able to marry a Kohen if you died. So Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that yes, if you show that you could eat Truma, then you also considered Miyuchasdik. Now, the only way you could do that would be if you had two witnesses to allow you to eat Truma. Therefore, Rabbi Huda holds, has nothing to do with Gomlin, has to do with the fact of whether you're a Malin from Truma to Yuchsin. So since Rudy says yes, it must be that you therefore need the normal proof that you need for Yichus for Truma. Whereas the Chum say, no, we're not Mala from Truma to Yuchsin. The fact that somebody has proof that they ate Truma doesn't mean that they're Miyuchasdik, and therefore one person is acceptable to demonstrate that the person can eat Truma if somebody says that he's a Kohen, but that wouldn't make him into a Miyuchasdik a Kohen, even if the Chachamim hold that you need two people to make you into a Miyuchasdik a Kohen. So this segues into a discussion about what are the defining requirements to say that somebody's a Kohen. So the Gemara starts off and says, Yibayil, yes, in the basement, the following shayla. What about Mahu Lahalos Mishtaros LeYuchsin? Can you, by the fact that somebody signed their name in the document as a Kohen, or we'll exactly see what they did sign in the document, does that prove, if it was in the document, that they're a Miyuchasdik a Kohen and they wouldn't ruin it for a woman, if they married a woman, that she would still be a Miyuchasdik a woman? So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Hechidami. Ilema del Sibbe, if you're telling me that in the document he signed it and he wrote down his name, Ani Ploni Kohen, Chasamtie, so Yankel writes down, I am Yankel ben Aaron a Kohen, and he writes this down, and he writes down he's an aide, so then how does that prove anything? Manko Masidi Lovi, nobody's testifying about him. He's testifying about the shtar, and he's signing his name as a Kohen. Nobody's proving that that means that he's really a Kohen. He just signed his name that way. So therefore, that can't be what we're talking about from a shtar. Elo lo tzricha d'chsidbe, we're talking here about where it says inside the document, instead of Reuven lending Shimon money, it says, ani ploni Kohen, levi simona mi ploni. So Reuven writes down, I, Reuven, the Kohen, have borrowed money from Shimon. Now, v'chasimu sa'adi, and witnesses sign on the bottom of the shtar. Yeah, we saw that Reuven, who claims he's a Kohen, he borrowed money from Shimon. Now, what does that mean when they signed on the bottom of the shtar? So you have Levi and Yehuda signing on the bottom of this document that Reuven, who says he's a Kohen, borrowed money from Shimon. What does that mean? So, my. Amone should be starku masadi. A Levi and Yehuda, the two witnesses, signing only about the money. They're not documenting anything about who Reuven is. They're saying, yeah, this guy named Reuven, we don't know he's a coin, but he says that Shimon lent him $100. So fine, we're signing on that. We saw that loan take place. Or Odilmo Akula Milsoko Masadi. Or Alevi and Yehuda signing that not only did Reuven borrow money from Shimon, but they're also testifying that, yeah, this is Reuven the Kohen. So therefore, we have two witnesses stating that Reuven is in fact a Kohen. So what is the answer here? It was Machlokis. Rehuna Reuchis, the Chadama Malin, the Chadama Ein Malin. We don't know which one said which, but one of them said that this document, which has his name in it, as saying, I'm Reuven the Kohen, and I borrowed $100 from Shimon. So when the two witnesses, Levi and Yehuda, sign on that, so that is in fact testifying that he is a Kohen. However, the other opinion, again, we don't know whether it's Reuven or Chista, they said no. All they're testifying about is that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, but they're not testifying anything about Reuven being a Kohen. So we leave this as a machlokus from Reuven or Chista. They ask another question based on that. Shibaylu, Ma'ulalos minisius kapayim liyosin. If you have witnesses come forward and say, this guy Dochen didn't Arshul, so does that make him into a Miyuchastik or Kohen? In terms of if he married a woman, if he died, that woman would still be Ruya to marry a Kohen. We don't be concerned that he was a Halal or that he was some other Pagan in his Mishpacha. So that's the question that he asked. Dochenin, can Dochenin prove that somebody's a Miyuchastik or Kohen? So this question, the Gemara says, could be asked according to both of the previous opinions that we brought down. Tiboyle, this could be asked, Laman di Omar Malin mitrumal Yosin. This could be asked according to the opinion that says you are Malin from Truma to Yosin. So you could ask the question, well, from Truma to Yosin, yes, but what about from Nesius Kapayim, from Duchenin to Yosin? And you could ask it the other way, Tiboyle, Laman di Omar ain't Malin mitrumal Yosin. You could ask this even according to Laman di Omar, says you're not Malin from Truma to Yosin. Yeah, Truma to Yosin, you're not Malin, but what about Nesius Kapayim? So let's go through this. Tiboyle Laman di Omar Malin, according to opinion that says, yes, from Truma you can establish Yosin, but what about Nesius Kapayim? That's only Hanimili Truma, the Avon Misahi. You know why for Truma? Because nobody would eat Truma intentionally if they weren't a Kohen, because it's a Chiyav Misahi de Shemayim. So everybody be very careful about that. And if somebody says, listen, I'm a real Kohen, and we have proof that he eats Truma, so then you can take it to the bank that this person is a Miyuchastik of Kohen, because he wouldn't play games with eating Truma if he wasn't a Kohen. But Dochenin, so you're over an assay if you're Dochen. Abul Nesias Kapayim, the Isra assay. The Torah says, Kosev Archeim, that the Kohanim have to do this. So if you do it, you're not a Kohen. You're over an assay of the Kohen is supposed to do this. And, okay, it's terrible to be over an assay, an Isra assay, but love, nobody would necessarily be so terrified to go up in Duchen if they weren't a Kohen, that you can therefore say, well, there's no way he would do Duchen unless he was a real Kohen. No, yeah, there would be a way. He wanted to go up there and get Duchen. So therefore, that doesn't prove that he's a Miyuchastik or Kohen. So you can ask this question according to the one that says that Mala from Truma to Yosin, that's Truma because of Hon Misa. Or the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Odum lo shtar. No, we don't make a distinction. And if a person says he's a Kohen, he'd be over in Yisra Seif if he went up to Dukkim. So therefore, we believe him that he's a Miyuchasdik a Kohen. So the question could be asked according to the opinion that says, Malin mitrumal Yosin. And likewise, Tibala Mandiyama ain't Malin. We can ask the same question according to the opinion that says, ain't Malin mitrumal Yosin. Okay, that's Truma to Yosin. We don't be Malin because Hanimili Truma, the Misachla Bitsina. Because people eat Truma in quiet. Nobody's going to do that in public. So therefore, people know he's not a Kohen. Not everybody's going to know that he's eating Truma. So therefore, a person could maybe say that, yeah, he could have eaten Truma. And since it's not the whole world's going to know this, so we don't allow you to be Mala and Truma to Yochsin. But I want to see his Kapayim, which is done publicly with Fahesia. Everybody knows. So if this guy wasn't a Kohen, a lot of Kohen knew, Kulei Hailo Machsif Inish Nafsi. Nobody would go up there and take the chance that the whole public knows that he's going in Duchani now. If he really wasn't a Kohen, someone would say, hey, wait a second, when we were kids growing up, you weren't a Kohen. So therefore, nobody would be so chutzpahdik to go in Duchani in public if he wasn't a real Kohen. So therefore, we are Malin mi Nesias Kapayim liyosin. Even according to Man Yom, says we're not Malin from Truma to Yosin, because that's Mitzina. But here it's Befahesia, so there's no way he would lie. Or do we say, no, Odumba, Loshna. Just like he would lie for Truma, he would lie for Nesias Kapayim. So this question could be asked according to both opinions, whether you're Malin mi Truma liyosin or not. So we're going to answer, this is also Machlok. This is between Rav Chista and Rav Avina. Chadamar Malin, one of them, we don't know which one said, yes, from Duchening, if somebody Duchens, you can say that he's a Miyuchastik or Kohen, but Chadamar ain't Malin. The other one says, no, you can't. Only Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava, Rav Nachman says to the Rava, Ma'u La'alos mi Nesius Kapayim L'Yochsen. This question was also asked by Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rava, can you prove from somebody Duchening that he's a Miyuchastik or Kohen? So Amalei, so Rava said to him, there's a Plukso, the Rav Chista, the Rav Avinu. So he told him, yeah, this is a Machlokas over here between these two great sages. So how do we pass? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Hilchus Amai. So Amalei, Rava told him, Anoa Mastisu Yedanam. I only know the following Braisa. The Braisa says the Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, Gedolo Chazoka. How great is the power, the strength of Chazoka? What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Rashi says, She'ain based in Yeholim Lahotzi Dovah Mechazkosu, that if based in, know somebody has a Chazoka, let's say being a Kohen, they won't remove him from that Chazoka. So Rav Yossi said, Gedolo Chazoka. Look how powerful Chazoka is. Shenemar, because the Pasuk tells us, in Ezra, when Bnei Yisrael went back with Ezra to rebuild the base of Mikdash, the Bayi Sheni, hey, remain, we should rebuild the third base of Mikdash. So it says, Umi Bnei HaKohanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei HaKotz, Bnei Barzilai. So there were various families that were considered Kohanim, Asher Lokach Mibnos Barzilai. They took for themselves wives from the family of Barzilai HaGiladi. Each other took wives from them. Vayikru Al Shimom, and they were known afterwards as that family. But when they went up with Ezra, so they didn't have a star of Yichus. They didn't have a documentation that they were Miyichus Dika Kohen. And they weren't able to find this. So therefore, min ha-kuhuna. So they were removed. It actually says, Nifsalu. It's Lashon Milechem Migoel. So it says they weren't allowed to go and function in the Beis HaMikdash as Kohanim. Vayomer Hatirshosa. Hatirshosa, Rashi tells us, is Nechemya ben Chakilaya. And this is brought down in Sefer Ezra. Now, it says in Rashi, Nechemya Ches, but as I mentioned many times, Sefer Ezra Nechemya is considered one of the 24 Kisri HaKodesh. It's not two separate books. The publishers have put it together in Sefer Ezra and Sefer Nechemya, but it's really one Sefer, Ezra Nechemya. And that's why it's written down. It's written in Sefer Ezra, but it's found in our Sefer Nechemya, Perek Ches. Why was he known as Hatirshasa? So Rashi elsewhere tells us that Nehemiah was known as Hatirshasa. So he brings down a Yerushalmi, and it says there, Shal Shem Shoya Mashkel Amelech Hayetzorach Lishtos Kodim. He was the wine steward. He was the person in charge of giving wine to the king, and the king was always afraid that he would be poisoned. So the person bringing the wine had to first taste it. So if it was poisoned, he wouldn't go and taste it, obviously. So Nehemiah would have to drink the wine. Shlo yichashdu, they shouldn't suspect him of trying to poison the king. Shemo hitil sam hamovis b'mashka melech, that he put actually poison into the wine of the king. So itiru lo yayin shel ovdi kochavim lishtos. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, therefore, he was given special permission to go drink the stam yenam. It wasn't real avodah zara wine, but it was stam yenam. So he was given the permission to go and drink that wine, and therefore he was called lekach nikra. He was one that was given a heter to go drink that wine, because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to go drink the wine. In any event, so Nehemiah told them, Yamat HaShasalahem, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh kodoshim ad amod kohen leurim, and it should be u lesumim. It's just a mistake in the Gemara in the terms of quoting the Pasuk. So he says that you're not allowed to go and eat from the kodesh kodoshim. In other words, you can't eat from korbanos until the urim v'tumim says that you're a valid kohen. Now, only one problem is the Bayi Sheni didn't have an Urim V'Tumim. It was one of the five things that the Bayi Sheni didn't have, that the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash did have, and Mitzvah Hashem, the third Beis HaMikdash, from Harry Yemen, who rebuilt, will have them as well. And therefore, what he was basically telling was, Ad Amot Kohen L'Urim V'Tumim, so Rashi says, Kodem Shomei L'Chaveru, Ad Shivo Mashiach. He was basically saying that until Mashiach comes, the Urim V'Tumim, Lo Havu Mikdash Sheni, Shenechzu Chamisha Dvarim, Kid Amrina, Besed Yom. As Gemara Yomah tells us, there were five differences in the diminution of the Kedusha of the Bayi Sheni versus the Bayi Rishon, and this was one of them. So again, they didn't have the Aron in the Bayi Sheni. So, in any event, you see from here, clearly the Braisa states that they weren't allowed to go and eat from the Kodesh Kodashim if they didn't have a Yichastika status of being a Kohen. So, it implies that only from Kodesh Kodashim they couldn't eat, but from Truma they could eat. So Rav Yossi explains, no. Amalhem, Nehemiah, Hatashosa, said to them, Harei Atem Vechez Kaschem, you remain in your status that you had previously, in Chutz Loretz, in Babel, Bameh Yisim Oklim Bagola, what did you eat while you were in Babel? Bekotche Agvul, you ate Truma, Kotche Agvul. Afkan, because you're cool. So here too in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go and eat from Truma, but you can't go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see from here that Rav Yossi understood Nehemiah's status of saying, you can stay in your status as being the greatness of Chazaka, Gedola HaChazaka, that while they can't go and work in the Beis HaMikdash, since they could eat Truma before, and they're still allowed to eat Truma now. Now, how does this answer Rav Nachman Yitzchak's question? This is what Rava is answering to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So he said, and if you're telling me that we can go and say if somebody duchen that they're a miyuchas to Kohen, so honey, these people in Bavel, given the parsi yodayu, osi laskenu, so they certainly duchen while they were in Bavel, so therefore, based upon this statement that if you duchen, you can be a miyuchas to Kohen, so then they should have been miyuchas to Kohen because they duchened in Bavel. And therefore, they shouldn't be able to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So, what does it mean when he said, Gedola Chazaka? Oh, since you could have Truma, so you can have Truma here, but you can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. But they could work in the Beis HaMikdash because they had Duchen. So, what do you clearly see from here? That we don't allow somebody who Duchen to go and be a Miuchas Dikah Kohen. So that's what Rava wanted to suggest in this brisa, where he says, no, that can't be a good proof, because Shani Hocha, this is different, the Reya Cheskayu, because here, the Chazaka was ruined. How is the Chazaka weakened or ruined? Because here, all the other Kohanim would be going and, in fact, eating from Kochi Kedoshim, whereas they would not. So therefore, their status of being a Kohen would be considered weakened or diminished, because they couldn't eat the Kochi Kedoshim, whereas the other Kohanim could. So obviously they weren't full-fledged Kohanim. So the fact that they could Duchen, there was no risk over here, because everyone knew, yeah, he's Duchening, but he's not real Meyuchas of Kohen, because he's not working in the Beis HaMikdash. So that was true in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we will say that's different. Because if you weren't going to say this, that they're Reyach HaSkayu, so then, if somebody says that you eat Truma, you could go and be considered Miuchas Dikah Kohen. So then here they're eating Truma, they would be brought up to be considered full-fledged Kohanim. So obviously they weren't. Nechemi told them, no, they couldn't. Must it be because their chazaka was diminished and that they didn't have the full status of being allowed to do the avodah? So the fact that they're eating Truma is not going to be clear proof that they're Miuchas Dikah Kohen. So the bottom line is, Rava's understanding of Rav Yossi saying Chazaka Gedola is incorrect. So Gemara, and we turn to Chof Hei Amar Aleph, says, no, then, Dela Mai Gedola Chazaka. Certainly, Rav Yossi said that. So what did he mean when he said that Chazaka is very, very powerful, very strong? So Gemara says, Meikara Ocho B'Truma D'Rabbanan, Hashta Ocho B'Truma D'Raisa. When they were in Bavel, so they were eating Truma D'Rabbanan. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only a Chiyav of Truma Samaisis. In Bavel, there's no Chiyav of Truma Samaisis. No, they had Truma Samaisis in Bavel, Mid D'Rabbanan. Now, when those people returned up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra Nehemiah, so now they were allowed to eat Truma D'Raisa. So that's the Chazaka Gedola, that they were strong enough to eat Truma that was only Mid D'Rabbanan, yet the Chazaka that they eat Truma D'Rabbanan allows them now to eat Truma even Mid D'Raisa. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, viba yisema hashanami v'truma d'rabban ochel. No, we only allow them to eat truma d'rabban even in Eretz Yisrael. V'truma d'raisa lo ochel. They can't eat truma d'raisa in Eretz Yisrael because they don't have a chazaka that they're true kohanim. However, v'chi maskino mitruma liyuchsin, that which we say that if somebody's eating truma, according to the opinion, says that if you eat truma, you're definitely miyuchas dikah kohen. That's only if you eat betruma daraisa, betruma derabbanan, lo maskin. But we don't allow somebody to be considered miyuchas dikah kohen if he's only eating truma derabbanan. So the Gemara says, so then if that's the case, the lamai gdola chazaka. So why is the chazaka so gadol? It didn't change anything around. You can eat truma derabbanan before, you can eat truma derabbanan now. It didn't elevate you. So what's, we wouldn't use the terminology chazaka gdola just to maintain the status quo. That's what chazaka means. What does it say, chazaka gedola? What does that mean? So the chiddush is, elamai gedola chazaka. When we say the chazaka is gedola, so what does that mean? It means that the afal gav, the ikol amigza, one might have thought that we should make a gzera, that we shouldn't allow you to eat truma d'rabbanan, mishum truma d'raisa. If you allow them to eat truma d'rabbanan, next thing you know, they eat truma d'raisa. So we should have made such a gzera. So the Gemara says, lo gazrina. That's what we mean, chazaka gedola. Gedola chazaka is that we didn't want to change around the status quo, that one could have made a logical argument that if we let you eat Truma the Rabbanan, okay, in Bavel, you only had Truma the Rabbanan, but now you're in Eretz Yisrael. If we let you eat Truma the Rabbanan, before you know, you can eat Truma the Raisa, so we should change it around and say the Chazaka doesn't allow you to continue to eat Truma the Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael. Chiddush is, Gedola Chazaka, that even though you can't have Truma the Raisa, we're not going to take away, because of your Chazaka, that you ate already Truma the Rabbanan, we're not going to take away the ability for you to eat Truma the Rabbanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara questions this. It says, really? Ubetruma deraisa lo ochel? They weren't allowed to go and eat. The Kohanim that came back with Ezra and Nehemiah weren't allowed to go and eat truma deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. Folks, see, but the Pasuk tells us also from Ezra, where the Pasuk says, Asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakodoshim, that Nehemiah, Hatarshasa, told them that they're not allowed to go and eat mikodesh hakodoshim. Now, mikodesh hakodoshim, hud lo ochel, implying that from Karbanos, from the permitted meats of the Karbanos that the Pirchei Kehuna are allowed to go and eat, so that they're not allowed to eat. Implication being, ho avitrumo daraisa ochel, implying that everything else but the Karbanos meat they were allowed to eat, including truma daraisa. So how can you tell me they weren't allowed to eat truma daraisa? He says, no, you're misunderstanding what the Pasuk in Ezra says. This is what Hatarshasa told them. This is what Nehemiah told them when they came back. He said, lo b'midi dikre kodesh. You're not allowed to eat something that's called kodesh, which is truma. As Rashi says, v'hainu truma. Kodesh is called truma. They'll say, v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. The Pasuk tells us that his zor is not allowed to eat kodesh. Now, he's talking here about a person who's tummy. It actually says b'trum mishtoy d'chsev b'parshal el b'nei. Right before that, it says uba hashem mishvatoher. If the Kohen was tummy, he's not allowed to eat trum while he's tummy. But that night comes, he goes to the mikvah and he becomes toher. V'achar yochal min hakodesh, and then it says he can eat truma. Now this isn't korbanos; he'd have to wait till the next day to eat korbanos. Somebody who is tummy, who's mechusar kippurim, cannot eat till, let's say, after the 7 days that he was a Vitzora, so he can't yet eat when he goes to the Mikvah. He can now eat Truma, but he has to wait till he brings his Korbanos on the 8th day, so he's no longer Mechus Kippurim. So when this Pasuk, as it's darshened out, we had in Yevamos, so this Pasuk says, V'chozol yoch HaKodesh Kodesh Kodesh Truma, V'lo b'midei the Ikrei Kodeshim, and as well, you can't eat something that's called Kodeshim, which means the Korbanos, because the Pasuk then adds, U'bas Kowe Kisiel Yish Zor, He b'trumas HaKodeshim Lo Sochel. A Bas Kohen who married to a Yisrael, it's called the Yish Zar, so she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. Nebuch, if her husband dies and she has no children, then she Choseres LeBeis Aviyah Kinura. She goes back to her father's house, but not for everything. She goes back to her father's house, but can't eat Korbanos anymore. She can eat Truma now, but she still can't eat the Korbanos that the Kohen's family is given. He b'Trumas HaKadoshim lo sochal. Sochel. The Omer Mar, and we learned about this, Bamura min hakodshim lo sochal. She's not allowed to be given the various portions that are given to the Kohanim from Shlomim, for example, the Haroma that's taken off, the Chazei v'Shok that's taken off from the Kohen Shlomim that's given to the Kohen. So the Kohen's family is allowed to eat that, but only the Kohen's family now that wasn't married to a Yisrael and now returned to the family. So Truma, she is allowed to eat again, Choseres LeBeis Aviyah Kinurel. However, not in regards to the various sacrificial portions that are given to the Kohen, such as the Chazei and the Shok, that she's not allowed to eat. B'murah min HaKodeshim lo tochal. She's not allowed to eat that. So therefore, you see from here, there is no problem with saying that the Truma Daraisa is not allowed to be eaten by the Kohen. Toshma, let's bring the following Braisa, Chazoka Likuna. How do we go about establishing that somebody's a Kohen? What Chazoka establishes somebody's being a Kohen? So, Nesiyas Kapayim B'Bavel, if in Bavel you Duchind, or Vachilas Chala B'Suya, or you ate Chala in Suya. Suya was the area that David HaMelech did a Kibush Yochid, as Rashi brings down, he Aram Tzova, Kivsha David v'chibro li Eretz Yisrael, that David HaMelech captured this area, Kibush Yochid, and he combined it as part of Eretz Yisrael. Because of Haitana, this Tana holds, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, the individual Kibush like David did, as opposed to the Kibush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So this Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, is called Kibush, v'chalosa, v'trumasa, deraisa, and the chala and the truma that are from this area are, in fact, from Aram Tzova, are achiv deraisa. So achilas chala b'surya is, in fact, telling us that a person is a definite Kohen. V'chiluk matonos b'krachim, or if somebody receives the various gifts from that the Kohen get, in the krachim, as Rashi says, that zroah lechayayim. This is talking about the zroah lechayayim and the keva that are given out to a kohen from a chulin animal that is shechted. You gave the kohen certain rights to that animal, the zroah lechayayim and the keva. So this, if you received all of these are considered that a person is a definite kohen. So again, if you duchened in Babel, if you ate challah in Surya, or if you got the matnas kahuna in the cities, so then you were entitled to be considered a kohen. That's chazaka l'kahuna. Now, katani mias nesiyas kapayim in Babel. We just said that nesiyas kapayim in Babel, it's considered that you're chazaka l'kohen. Nu, my lovely yuchsin, doesn't that mean that you're kohen for all purposes, for yuchsin as well? So here we have an answer to our question. What about nesiyas kapayim? Yes, it does make you a kohen, a miyuchasnik a kohen. So where is it? Lo, l'truma. It's talking about here that you can eat truma. Where it says, no. But look at the context that this brisa was brought down. It said, Nesiyas Kapayim B'Bavel, and Achilas Chala B'Surya. But Dumya, the Achilas Chala K'tani. So it seems to compare them, and just like Achilas Chala B'Surya, my Achilas Chala in Surya is the brisa, and that shows, if you can do that, that you're a Meyuchasnik of Kohen. So too, Nesiyas Kapayim should be L'Yuchsin, should teach you also for Yuchsin, by the fact that they're juxtaposed together in the brisa, without any distinction between them, both in Okol, Chazok L'Huna, Kahuna, so Nesiyas Kapayim in Bavel should make you Meyuchasdik a Kohen, just like eating Chal in Surya makes you Meyuchasdik a Kohen. So he says, no, that's not true. No, Achilas Chal Gufo L'Truma, the only thing that it makes you a Kohen for, if you eat Chal in Surya, is to allow you to also eat Truma. because this man the Yomar holds Kosovar Chalab is man as a dirabono. No, Achilas Chalab Suya is not like we said a din d'oraisa. This Tana holds that Achilas Chalab and Suya is a din d'rabono. Truma d'oraisa, and truma is still a din d'oraisa today. Umaskina mechala d'rabono the truma d'oraisa. What he's telling us over here is that the chiddush is that if you're entitled to eat challah, which is only the rabbanon, so then we're also going to allow you to be miyuchasdik in terms of truma the oraisa, but not in regards to being a miyuchasdik a kohen in regards to lineage. And this idea that challah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, whereas truma is the oraisa, this is going in accord with what we're going to learn in a minute or two. Uchida apichlu Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua rabbanon. We'll see the conversation between the chacham and Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua, where they originally said that challah is the oraisa and truma is the rabbanon, and he's going to flip it around. So our conclusion here goes in accord with the way that Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua flipped around this idea, and he says the chala is the rabbanon, and truma is still the raisa bisman hazeh, which we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. Try again, bring a raisa to say whether a person who duchens is considered miyuchas tikka kohen. Toshma chazok aluna. The following raisa tells us these things: if you do them, you're a chazok and you're a kohen. Nesias kapayim v'chiluk ronos Eretz Yisrael. If you are duchening in Eretz Yisrael, or you get trumas and maestros at the place where they divide it up, at the, with the silos, at the granaries, where they divide up the trumas and maestros. So that is proof that you are a kohen. Ubesuria, in Syria, v'chol mokom sheshluchei rosh chodesh magin, or any other place where the shluchim from sending out when they were declaring rosh chodesh based upon Edim, and they would send out to all over the world that this was the day of the rosh chodesh, so it would take a while for them to get there. Wherever the shluchim could reach, so nesias kapayim, Raya, Avalochiluk Ronos. In those places, if you duchen, that was a raya that you were kohen, but not if you just got Trumas and Maestros. That would not be a raya that you were definitive kohen. Now, why Nesias Kapayim? So Rashi explains, because the Iko based in Kivuin, there were basins that would be regularly set up, Ubatke, and they would go and verify your status as a kohen. Vechiluk Ronos is because Hashtav b'truma z'man hazeh d'oraisa, according to this first opinion over here, that when they gave out the chiluk granos, so that was talking about truma d'oraisa, b'kivon d'ovun misa ika maskino mino al yuchsin. Says nobody would go and eat this intentionally if they weren't a real kohen, because of the chiv misa b'dei shemayim, if you ate this, so therefore, duchening, because they had a base then to verify that you're a real kohen, and chiluk granos for Eretz Yisrael, which is truma d'oraisa, so those things you could definitely establish yourself as a kohen. However, Nesias Kapayim in Syria, where they did have a based in, as Rashi says, Lepisha based in Kavua Shom, Shem Kavu Shlichas Achodesh, Shom based in Agodo, so the based in there would go and accept the word best when Rosh Chodesh was, as well as to who was a kohen, if they let you duchen, so then that was a proof that you were definitely a kohen. So Nesias Kapayim is a raya, Avalo Chiluk Ronos, but not Chiluk Ronos, because as Rashi says, the Truma Ditu, Lav D'oraisa. Here it's not a Din D'oraisa. So therefore, people would go and eat in. It wasn't Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, so therefore that didn't prove that you were a Mechuzlik a kohen. And then the Brisa continues, says, Ubavel, Kisurya, Babel has the same status as Surya in this regard. That's a bit of Tanakam. Roshim Galil Omer, Af Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim Barishona, even in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, where there was a large Jewish community there, we have the famous shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, where they waved the flags because it was such a big shul, they couldn't hear the chazan, so they had to wave the flags as to when to announce Amen. In any event, in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, originally, they also said that this was the same din, that if you went in Duchen, you were considered Miuchas Dikah Kohen, Mitnesha, based in Kulushan, because they had a base din. So, therefore, that had the status originally. Then they lost their status. It became much less firm and much less trustworthy. So, therefore, that status was lost. That was only Barishona. Nope, this is this Brisa. Tani Mias, it said the Sias Kapayim. So, it said that if somebody had the status of being the based and verifying that he was a Kohen and he duchen, so then it says that that's a Meyuchas Dikah Kohen. My Lav L'Yuchsin, doesn't it mean that he's Meyuchas Dikah Kohen in regards to Yichus, and that if he marries a woman, that woman isn't ruined for marrying a Kohen if he were to die? Where it says, lo, l'chala. That's talking about chala. That if you duchen, you're able to eat chala. Where it says, no, hom durmya d'chilu granos toni. But look at the context. It says, d'siyas kapayim d'chilu granos b'eretz Yisrael. Now, my chilu granos l'yuchsin, doesn't d'chilu granos, that makes you Meyuchas Dikah Kohen in regards to Yichus, ab d'siyas kapayim l'yuchsin, so aren't the two juxtaposed together? The fact that they're written together in the Brisa means that they're both the same. So the word says, no. Lo. Chiluk granos kufa l'chala. No. If you were given out trumas and maestros at the granos, so that they allowed you to eat chala. Because, kesovar, this was a big chiddush because kasava truma is mazed derabanan. The truma in this time was only made derabanan, but they held that the chal is deraisa. And the big chiddush over here was that even though you're only eating truma derabanan, they let you eat chal deraisa. And this is where Rav Huna Brei Yeshua is going to flip it around. When Rav Huna Brei Yeshua heard that the Rabbanan said this, that the truma is the Rabbanan and the chal is the rice, so he flipped it around. The Omar Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, he said, Ashkechintu Rabbanan Bevei Rav, the Yosef Kamre, I found the Chachamim sitting in the base medrash, the Bei Rav, Rashi explains, is the base medrash. Every base medrash is called Bei Rav. So they were sitting and learning in the base medrash. The Yasvi Kar, maybe they're sitting and learning, and they said, Afilu Man Diyama Truma Zvan Zed Derabonin. Even according to Man Diyama, says Truma Zvan Zed Derabonin. Chalad Daraisa. Where did they get this from? Shari Sheva Shekipshu, the 7 years that we conquered Eretz Yisrael under Yoshua. The Sheva Shechaku, then the following 7 years, which they divided up the land of Eretz Yisrael, the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk. Nischaivu B'chala, they were already chayv in Chala, even though they weren't below Nischaivu B'truma. The Truma Chiyav only took place after the 7 years of Kibush and the 7 years of Chiluk, whereas the Chiyav of Chala took place originally as soon as they entered into the land. So that's what the Chachamim were learning, and Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, heard this, Bamin Lahu, and Rav Huna said to them, no, I know, my opinion is as follows. Adirabba, I hold the exact opposite. Even if you want to say the Truma nowadays is the Raisa, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael never left, so then Chala nevertheless is the Rabbanon. And he bases on the following Braisa, the Tanya, within the Braisa, the Pasuk tells us, when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, B'vol Chevel Aretz, and the rest of the Pasuk continues, so then, only when all of you enter, when all of you enter, then there'll be a chiyuv of chala. So the Gemara says, I would have said, it means when you come into Eretz Yisrael, maybe when the Meraglim came in, when Kalev and Pinchas came in, so even when they came in, so then the chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael for Jews entering the land would now take effect, that the chala din would apply. Tamaloman says, no, bevoachem, when all of you come in, bevias kulchem amarti, velo bevias mitzoschem, and not part of you. So therefore, the chiyav only took place when all of Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So the chiyav of Chala is only midrabbanon, because nebuch, all of us aren't in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, nowadays, the chiyav of Truma may be the Raisa, but the chiyav of Chala is the rabbanon, according to this opinion. And Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, says, v'chiyaskinu Ezra, when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, again, he came up with a very small amount. We turn to Chay Amud Beis. He only came up with a small amount, some 40,000 plus people, lav kulu solach. Most people were very happy to live in Golos, unfortunately. They said, no, we're happy to stay over here in Babel. We have a good life over here. And only the people actually with the least good lineages and the poor people, they're the ones that came up with Ezra and Nehemiah. So what do you see from here? Again, Ezra Puna flipped it around. He says that Chala is the Rabbanan and Truma is the Araisa. Mark continues and quotes the following Braisa, Toshma. How do we establish Chazaka LeKohuna? What things would be able to be witnessed to testify to somebody's a Kohen? So it says, Nesias Kapayim, V'chiluk Ronos, V'edus. These three things establish somebody as being a Kohen. If they duchen, if they took the Truma Samaisus at the Gronos, and if there was testimony, if there were Edom, saying that they were definitely a Kohen. So their parents were a Kohen, so this guy is a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Edus Chazoki? You're telling this is a Chazoka? Edus is Edus. How can you say it's a Chazoka? Right? It's a Loshim Bismia. V'chi Edus Chazoka correlate? Would you call Edus a Chazoka? Edus is Edus. That's a higher level than Chazoka. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's not what it meant. Ella, Lav Hochi Kover. This is what this Bryce is telling us. Nisius Kapayim Ki Edus. That Duchening has the same status as Edus in the following way. Ma Edus Liyosin, just like Edus establish somebody as being a bona fide Kohen for everything, including Yichus, so to Afnes Yiskapayim Liyuchsin, so to somebody Duchens, that establishes as being a definitive Kohen even for Yichus. So the Gemara says, that's how we understand the Braisa, and now we've answered our question, that Yiskapayim is able to go and establish somebody as being a Yichustik a Kohen. But it says, no, not necessarily. That's the wrong way to understand the Braisa. What does it mean when it says Edus here? It means Edus habo mikoach hazaka ki hazaka. It says if Edus comes from the koach of hazaka, as Rashi points out, Edus nekabel v'nachilu betruma kilu renew anan loosa hazaka shezehid. When we have over here Edus saying that something such as the person eating truma has occurred, so that's as if we ourselves saw that, And that's what it means that the Eidus is like Chazaka. So, the Gemara explains, Ki how would the Osel come into Ravami? Like a person once came in front of Ravami, and he said, Amalei, he said to Ravami about a certain person, let's call him Ruvain, he said, Ruvain is definitely a Kohen, Muchzakni Bazeshu Kohen. I know for a fact that he's a Kohen. And Ravami asked him, how do you know that? Amalei, Marisa. What did you see? Did you definitely say that he's a Kohen? So this person said back to Ravami, Amalei, Shekara Risho Mevesa Knesses. I can testify that he got the first Ali in a shul. So therefore, he must be a Kohen. So Ravami asked him, that's not necessarily always the case. Sometimes you get the first Ali because you're a Kohen, but as we've already pointed out previously, if you remember back we had in the Gemara that Rab used to get the first Ali, even though Shmuel, who was a Kohen, was present, because Rab was acknowledged as being the greatest person of all. So therefore, sometimes the greatest person, if all the Kohanim recognize that he is the greatest person, so then in that situation, you can get give the Gadol HaDor the first Aliyah. Again, nowadays we don't do that. Even if Moshe Feinstein Zatzal would be present in the shul, and you have Kohanim there, we still wouldn't give it to Reb Moshe as the first Aliyah in order to not get into fights. Nowadays, oh, you give it to Reb Moshe, but you didn't give it to me. The next time a Chacham would say, and we have all sorts of fights. So the rule today, nowadays, brought down Shulchan Aruch, is that we don't give the practice of giving a Gadol Hador, the Aliyah, if there is even an Amma Aretz coin present, in order not to have fights. Very important policy to understand and a halacha to understand in the 3 weeks. Not having fights is more important sometimes than following even the pure din, because having machlokes in Klai Yisrael is one of the worst things that could be for Klai Yisrael. Okay, so Ravami said to him, how do you know that he was a Kohen? When you say that he read first in the Beis HaKnesses, did he read when you said that he was the first person to get the Aliyah? Maybe it was Becheske Shu Kohen. You're right, maybe it was a Kohen. Oh, maybe it was Becheske Shu Gadol, because he was a Gadol Hador. He was a very great person. So the man answered and said, no. You know why I know that he got it? Because he was a Kohen? Because Shekar Racham Levi. Because they read the second Aliyah with a Levi. So I know for a fact the second person was a Levi. And if the first person had been the Gadol Hador, so as Rashi points out, once you have the first person not being a Kohen, Yesh Beforshim Shenispardo HaChavila. Once you've broken apart the chain over here, the bundle, so then if the first person isn't a Kohen, then we do not give the second person a Levi, Aliyah. But you can give it to a Yisrael. So therefore, there's no proof over here if the first person is a Kohen, if the second person isn't a Levi. But if the second person is a Levi, that's a proof that the first person must have been a Kohen and not the Gadol Hador. And Ravami accepted this, that lo Ravami l'kuhuna al piv. And Ravami said, yes, this testimony that this person gave is like we were there for the Chazakah. We saw this ourselves, that the first person who got the Aliyah was in fact a Kohen, because they called it Bavadai Levi afterwards. And a similar ma'aseh shaya happened with the Levi. How the Osel came to Rishuva Levi? Once was a person who came in front of Rishuva Levi, and he said to him, Amalei, Muchzakni Bazeh Shu Levi. I can tell you that Ruvain, this other person, is definitely a Levi. So Rishuva Levi asked him, how do you know that? Amalei, Maru Yisso, what did you see that you're definitely saying he's a Levi? So the person said, Amalei, he told Rishuva Levi, Shekar Hashem Yivesa Knesses, and saw that he got the second Aliyah in the Shul, and therefore he must be a Levi. So again, Rav Shimon Levi asked him, maybe it's Becheske Shu Levi. You're right, maybe he's a Levi because he got the Levi Aliyah, or maybe a Becheske Shu Gadol, or maybe he was a very, very harsh of a person. He was a big Gadol. So they called him up in the second Aliyah. Maybe that's why he got it, and not because he's a Levi. So the Gemara says, no, Shekar Lefonim Kohen. So the man said, no, because I saw they called up the first person a Kohen. And if they called the first person a Kohen, so the second person that calls up must be a Levi. They wouldn't call up a Gadol Hador as a second Aliyah. They were waiting to give him Shlishi, but they wouldn't give him Shani in that situation. So this is Taka, right? Rav Shua ben Levi said, therefore, that lower Rav Shua ben Levi. So therefore, Rav Shua ben Levi established this person, the Leviya Alpiv, based upon this testimony of this individual, that he got the second Aliyah. So therefore, Rav Shua ben Levi made that person into a bona fide Levi. Similarly, how did Osler come into Reish Lakish? One time there was a person came to Reish Lakish, and he said to Reish Lakish, Amalei, Muchzakni Bazeshu Kohen. I'm certain that so-and-so is a Kohen because of something that happened. Amalei, so Reish Lakish asked, no, my reason, what happened that you say this? Amalei, so this person said back to Reish Lakish, the following happened. Shekaru Risho Mivesa Knesset, he got the first Aliyah. So again, Reish Lakish said to him, how do you know? Maybe he was a Gadol Hador. Amalei, Risho Shechilek Alakronos, how do you know that he was a Kohen and not the Gadol Hador? Did you see him getting, in fact, Truma by the Granos? So then you can say he's a Kohen. But the fact that he got the first Aliyah doesn't make him into a definite Kohen. So Rebbe Loza was there. Rebbe Loza is also another famous Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And when Reish Lakish died, Nebuch, so Rebbe Loza then took over for a time the status of being the Talmud Chaver of Rav Yochanan. So Rabbi Lazar said to Reish Lakish, "Vim ein shom goren bat laguna." What? And if we don't have goren over there, you live in the city. There are no places where they have farmers, so there's no granaries, and therefore you're going to say that there's no kahuna. So that's not a good proof that the fact that Yisro Shechilik ala granos, that you have to see him getting trumas of ices at the goren. So Gemara says, okay, fine. Maisa Shaya continues. Zimnin have a Yosef Hamed Rav Yochanan. Another time, both Reish Lakish and Relaza were learning by Rav Yochanan. They were sitting in front of Rav Yochanan and also Kiha Maisa Lekameh. And again, almost the exact same Maisa occurred where a person came to Rav Yochanan and said that I know so and so is a Kohen. And Amalei Reish Lakish asked him, Reisav Shechilik Alakorins, Reish Lakish asked him, no, the fact that he got the first Aliyah doesn't prove anything. Did you see him get Trumas of Isis by the Goren? And Rav Yochanan then responded to Reish Lakish, Amalei Rav Yochanan, Bimein Shom Goren, Bat Lakuna, if he lives in the city, and there are no farms around, and there's no Goren, there's no granaries, there's no place where they give out Trumas of Isis, then there's no Kahuna? So Reish Lakish sees that Rav Yochanan said the exact same answer that Rav Elazar had given him. And therefore, Chazilei Rav Elazar Bishus. So Reish Lakish was upset that Rav Elazar didn't say this over in the name of Rav Yochanan. If he had said it over the name of Yochanan, Rashi points out, so he would have listened. But the fact that Rav Elazar said it, he disagreed with it, but not if the Rebbe says it. So Reish Lakish would not have dismissed this idea if he knew that it came from Rav Yochanan. So he was upset that Rav Elazar didn't tell him that he learned this from Rav Yochanan. So, Amar, Shemati Mila de Bar Pachia, you heard the words of Bar Pachia. Bar Pachia is the name for Rav Yochanan. What, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that one of the reasons why it's called Bar Pachia was he was very beautiful. So that he was Bar Pachia al Shem Yofiov. He was very beautiful. It says Rav Yochanan had a beautiful shufra, had a beautiful appearance. So that's one of the reasons. Others say, no, he was Bar Navcha. His father was a Navach. His father was a blacksmith. And that's why he was the son of a blacksmith, the Bar Navcha. In any event, we see that the words of Rav Elazar had really been said over by Rav Yochanan, and therefore Rav Elazar was upset that he didn't say it over the shem of Rav Yochanan. The law is Lomi Shmei, and he didn't tell me in his name, I wouldn't have argued that. Once I hear it from Rav Yochanan, I would be much more willing to accept it when I hear it from you. So I have a right to argue with you, whereas I wouldn't have argued necessarily with Rav Yochanan. Although, of course, we do find that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are Bali Plukta throughout Shas. In any event, here you see, in all of these situations that we do take the Eidus about somebody as if it was a chazaka, meaning that we can take that as if we ourselves saw it. Mark Dinan says, Rabbi Ruchia, these two great Tanoim, Rabbi and Ruchia, Chad, Hela, Bain, Alpi, Ovi, Lakuna, one of them, we don't know which one, said that if a father testifies that his son is a Kohen, you can take that to the bank, and the son is considered a Kohen. And the other one, and we don't know which one, said, Vachal, Hela, Och, Alpi, Ochiv, Lulavia. And another one said that if a brother testified about his brother, that he was a lady, so you can take that to the bank as well. And in both of these situations, the first case, whether it was Rabbi Ruchia had said that the father could testify about his son being a Kohen, we accepted that. And the second case, that one brother testified that the other brother is a Levi, and we accepted that as well. Now, the Gemara says, Tistayim, let us prove the Rabbi was the opinion that we just brought down, Helo Abein Apiyov Lakuna, that it was Rabbi who had said that the father was believed to say that his son is a Kohen. How do we know that? Because of the following brisa, the Tanya. Harisha Bov Yomar Binizeh, the Kohen, who, if a man comes, we don't know the man, and we don't know his son, and the man comes and said, this is my son, so now he's telling us that this is his son, and he tells him that he is a Kohen, Nemun Lachila B'Truma. So this brisa says that we allow him to go and have Truma. However, but we don't consider him a yuchasdik, that any woman that he marries, if he were to die, that woman would be still ruya lukuna. Divri Rebbe, this is clearly Rebbe's opinion. And Amalei Ruchia, and Ruchia argues with him and says, imata mamino lachila betruma, mamino tamino lasio isha. Then you should as well believe him to go and be a miyuchasdik a kohen. If you believe him for truma, so you should also believe him to be a miyuchasdik a kohen. And vim iata mamino lasio isha, and if you don't accept him to marry a miyuchasdik a woman, and that she doesn't lose her status as being a miyuchasdik a woman, so then, in that situation, just as well, lo tamino lecho betruma, then you shouldn't allow him to eat truma. So clearly you see from here that Rebbe is the one that believes the father to allow the child to be a kohen, and Ruchia is not. So I'm below. Rebbe says to Ruchia, ani mamino lechil betrumo, shivyodo lechil betrumo. The reason why I believe the father to say the son is a kohen, but only in regards to truma, is because truma is in his ability. The father is a kohen, and he has truma, and he can give it to his son. So he has the ability to do so. But since he can't marry his son off, a father has the right to marry off his daughter before she's a gedola, before she's a bogeres, but he never has the right to marry off his son. The rights, he could be a shaliach for his son, but he doesn't have the power to go marry off his son. So truma, which the father has the power to do, so he can go give truma to his son. So therefore he's believed to say that his son is a kohen to eat truma. But since the father doesn't have the ability to go and marry off his son, so therefore, that's Rebbe's opinion. Now, The Gemara says, this is a good proof that it was Rebbe that was the one that said the father has the power to make the son into a Kohen. To stay him, let us say that this is the case. Oh, very good. So we proved that Rebbe is the author of that statement that the father is believed to say about his son. And from the fact that we know that Rebbe said one statement and Rebbe said the other, so from the fact that we're saying that Rebbe is the one that said the father is believed to say his son is a Kohen, or the Rebbe Hello Bain, Alpi Ochiv Lukuna, it must be that the other statement, Rebbe Chia Hello Och, Alpi Ochiv Lulvi, it must be that Rebbe Chia was the one that said the one brother was believed to say that his brother was a Levi. Where it says, how could this possibly be? Rebbe Chia, Maishno Bain Delo, why then did he not allow the father to testify about the son? In the case that Rebbe said, we do allow the father to testify about the son, isn't it because the korov waits a lot? Because the son is considered a korov to his father, and the father is no gabadover, and he's not believed. So then how should it be any different? Och nami, korov waits a lot. So how come he allows the brother to testify about the brother? If he doesn't allow the father to testify about the son, mistama is because he's a korov, and a korov can't testify. So how is it any different? The brother should be able to testify about the brother. And we now turn to Chavov Amud Aleph, because Reb Chiya said, "B'meisiach lefi tuma." We're talking here. He was just stam talking. He wasn't intending to testify. So he was mentioning, "Oh, you know, my brother and me, we were doing something, and that something, let's say, had to do with being a Levi. So therefore, we believe him in this situation because he was meisiach lefi tuma. He wasn't coming to testify. He was just stam talking. And in the conversation that he was having, in the story that he was telling, it mentioned that he was a Levi." As we see from the following story, as Rav Yehuda said in Shmuel, there once was a story with a certain person, he was just stam talking, having a conversation, telling a story, and he said, oh, I remember, Zuchruni, I remember, when I was a little boy, I was riding on my father's back, my father was picking me up from school, and he was carrying me on his back. And what did he do? And he took off my clothing, brought me to the mikvah, in order that I should be able to eat truma, lecho truma lever. It was assumed to be tameh, and his father took him to the mikvah, and that night he ate truma in the house. So what does this story tell us? That he obviously was a Kohen, because he's telling us, he's not telling us I was a Kohen, he's telling us I remember my father once picked me up from school and carried me on his back, and he went to me to the mikvah. He wasn't saying he was a Kohen, but clearly you see from here that he was a Kohen. Rebbe Chiya Masayimba, and Rebbe Chiya, when he heard this story, said, the Chaveirai B'deilu Mimeni. So he added on to the story, and he says that my friends, this child, when he was speaking, said that my friends would separate from me, and they would call me, my nickname was Yochanan Ochel Chalos. I was Yochanan, the one who would eat challah. In other words, I would eat a form of truma. And therefore, Ve'alu Rebbe L'kuhun Alpim, and Rebbe believed this story because of the Nesiach Levei Tumo, and therefore, he allowed this child to be considered a Kohen based upon this story, and he was allowed to go and eat truma, as the story suggested, that he was eating challah, and he was eating truma. So Baruch Hashem, we made up one daf for Tisha B'Av. And Yitzhak Hashem, I hope we get to learn this year on Tisha B'Av, the regular daf yomi cycle, Be'eretz Yisrael, Habenuya, Yitzhak Hashem, Ken Yehi Ratzon. With this, we conclude today's shiur.